Today is Monday, April 18th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It was a busy weekend, a really busy weekend. We did not have a recording of Mix Minus, although Daniel... So there was nothing Friday night. So Friday night, Mark had an install. And so he and I ordered food. And we had ordered Cracker Barrel on, I don't remember. It was either DoorDash or Grubhub. A couple of weeks ago. And they forgot some stuff. And they forgot the dessert. And then they got a side wrong or something like that on one of the entrees. And so I called Cracker Barrel because I wasn't sure what to do, and because it was a delivery. And they said, well, what we can do, they said, we can put you on a list and we will give you a free entree and a free dessert. She said, but you'll have to do it. You'll have to come in or you'll have to call us on the phone. You won't be able to do it like through an app like Grubhub or DoorDash or Uber Eats or anything like that. You'll have to actually talk to us so we can verify on the list and mark your name off and all that kind of good stuff. And the cool thing is I also was able to go into the app, and I wish I remembered which one it was because it was a really good experience, but let's say it was Grubhub. I think it was. So I went into the app and I went to my order history, and I was able to go in and say, hey, there was a problem with my order. And then they ask you, you know, what was the problem? And you tell them, and I said, my dessert was missing. And they said, okay, we'll give you a refund for your dessert. And then I said, oh, and the entree, they got something wrong. And they said, okay, great, we'll give you a refund for the entree. Now, keep in mind, I was already put on a list to get a free entree and a free dessert from Cracker Barrel. So I put that in, and she said, you can do that on the app as well. That's fine. She said, you know, no problems. She said, just go to the app. Well, she didn't know. She said, check with Grubhub and see what they can do. But we will also put you on the list for free entree and dessert. I was like, great. So I did the Grubhub thing, and I got a refund for the entree and the dessert. So we got a free entree, no dessert. I didn't get a dessert. But at least I got a discount for that. We did get the entree, but there was an issue with one of the sides. And then Friday night, I called them and I said, hey, I think my name is on a list for a free entree and a dessert. She said, yes, let me confirm that. And she took my order. And so I got a free entree and a dessert. So I ended up getting two free entrees and one free dessert from Cracker Barrel. Because of this problem. Oh, my phone's beeping. See, that's the thing. I normally leave my phone on silence because I don't want to have like the phone ring or something like that during a work meeting or during church or during anything. And I'm very forgetful. So it's easier for me to just leave things on, leave notifications off and leave everything on silent. So I never have to worry about it. But then I miss phone calls. So like my mom called me yesterday. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and turn the volume back on. It's on the weekend, you know, whatever. And then I forgot to turn it back off. And now here I am recording a podcast and, you know, there you go. I get a very loud notification. Maybe it will end up on the recording. Maybe not. I don't know. Once I do my editing, but. So anyway, we had Cracker, he had his install. I don't know what I did. I watched YouTube or something while he was doing that. And then we worked out, you know, all that normal stuff. And then we ate and just watched some TV. I don't remember. I think we started a show on Netflix. And I can't remember the name of it. It was pretty good, actually, but I can't remember the name. We actually finished it. It was only 8 episodes. We finished it over the weekend, but. So we did that, and then on Saturday, we had a few things that we wanted to do. So we got up, we did our working out first thing, We got kolaches because Mark likes kolaches. So we got kolaches for kind of brunch. And for those of you who don't know what a kolache is, think of like a dough that's the texture. It's not sweet. So, I mean, it's not a dessert. It's a savory item. But think of a texture of a donut dough. And it's wrapped around a sausage or a hot dog. And there's like cheese in there as well. And it's like a savory donut with a hot dog in the middle, basically. So we had that, for kind of our brunch. And then I decided, okay, we're going to go and see Fantastic Beasts. But now, since Mark and I are older, we used to go to the late movies. I used to like to go to late movies because you would avoid children. You know, a lot of times the theater was less busy. You know, you go, I don't know, I was a night owl. I used to be a night owl, and I still stay up fairly late. But now I have this thing where I like to be at home and have time to wind down before it's bedtime, before it's time to go to bed. I don't like to get home and it be immediately time to go to bed. I like to be able to sit on the couch, watch a little YouTube video or something to kind of relax and wind down and, you know, whatever, and then go to bed, you know, take the dog out to use the restroom and all that kind of good stuff. And I don't like to come in and it's like 1 a.m. and I immediately have to go to bed. And part of that is because Mark really sticks to a bedtime. He doesn't really stay up super, super late. And I always used to be a really super late person. And so anyway, he likes to adhere to kind of a regular going to bed schedule. Anyway, so we picked the 4 o'clock movie of Fantastic Beasts because it was done at 6:30. And so we went to the theater. It was more full than I thought it was going to be. We drove to the theater. So we just kind of hung out, you know, from like noon until 3:30 or something like that. And then I started putting up the slat wall. Because I invited my parents over for lunch for Easter, and I wanted to show them the completed project. And that was another way for me to kind of have incentive to get it done, have a deadline, you know? So anyway, so I started on the slat wall, spent about an hour and a half on that, but I only got about halfway through. Then we went to the movie, and then afterwards, I had seen an article for a new food truck that opened up called Bougie Buns. And they have gourmet burgers and French fries. And so I told Mark, we'll do that as our restaurant this week. So it was a little chilly outside, but there was nowhere to sit inside. They did have those outdoor heaters. And we turned that on, but it was windy. So it was still it was in the 50s. It was like 55, 56. But we got our burger, we ate the burger, and it was good. It was actually good. We enjoyed it, but it was too cold outside. So maybe I should have saved that for an evening when it was warmer. We also enjoyed the movie, and the movie has been getting really bad reviews. And I don't know, but we enjoyed the movie. So, in fact, I thought it was better. This is the third movie in the series. And I didn't really enjoy the second movie, but I did enjoy this third one. I thought the first one was good, and the third one I think is good. I did not like the second one. I didn't hate it, but I just didn't love it. And then we came home, and I finished the slat wall. I put in the hooks. I put the weed eater and the shovels and the blower and the edger and I have a ladder, and I put all this stuff. I hung it all up nice and neatly. And then I hung up a bunch of stuff on the slat wall above the workbench, hammers and I don't know, squares and levels and all kinds of stuff. And I got it all set up and got everything cleaned up and ready for my parents to see. And then Sunday morning, I had 3 Easter services. So I did that. And the piano player/music director lady confirmed with me that she does want me to do a musical in November. And apparently it's only like 2 rehearsals and 3 performances, and it pays $600. So that's going to be good. It's in the beginning of November. And I can't remember the name of the musical, but it's one I've never seen before. She said, think of You've Got Mail, the same storyline as You've Got Mail, but it's a musical. So I don't know. I haven't heard of it. And my parents came over for lunch, and yeah, that was, we did groceries, and I sent out a Pride 48 newsletter, and that was the weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.